I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. I think I'm wonderful. I think I'm grand. I think I'm fantastic. If I ever allowed myself for one instant not to like myself, I would not be a happy person. I would not be a fulfilled person. I would not be a person that was getting the most out of living. But when I realize I like myself, when I realize that I am the creator of my world, but I don't create, but I am the revealer of my world, and I reveal out of the allness that exists whatever it is that I choose to reveal. And if I did not choose to reveal out of that allness that I like myself, I would be a very foolish person indeed. For in the allness is liking myself very strongly, very powerfully, very much there. In the allness is liking myself. And so I can say I like myself. I like me not just the way I am, although that's the way I like me. I like me because I am the allness. I like me because I am fantastic, I am glorious, I am fulfilled in every way. I like me because I can reveal anything in the allness of the allness at any moment in my human life and say that that is fun and that's a joy to be. Or I can be in my infinite beingness, my divine self, if I can call it that, certainly it's grand enough. But if I am acting in my allness self, then no matter what it is, I only choose those experiences which confirm that I like me as I have these experiences in my life. I have all knowledge as my experience. And so whatever thought goes through my mind, whatever storybook goes through my mind, whatever video, movie goes through my attention, I am living it at the moment. I am enjoying it at the moment. And if there's any part of it that does not appeal to me, or if there's any part of it that I feel might or should or could turn out quite differently, I merely cause that to happen because I am the one who chooses out of the allness what it is that I would like to experience. And so I choose out of the allness that which I'd like to experience, which is harmony, peace, love, joy, fullness, because I like myself. I do not choose to have in my world or in my experience anything that is not going to be a compliment to liking myself. At all times, I'm going to like myself and be myself and have fun and do that which makes me fulfilled in every possible way. But it's only me who can like myself. Yes, it is only me who can like myself. I like myself. I like everything about me. If the rain falls and the rain is not what I want to have, I like myself and no rain falls on me. Oh, come on now. Yes. When I'm walking out in the field and the wind is blowing kind of strong and it's unpleasant, I create the wind as a gentle zephyr, a gentle breeze. I create the plants and the flowers and the birds and the bees, and I create everything in my human world to be my pleasure. I create all the people in my human world to be my pleasure. I like myself. And every experience in my world is the fulfillment of liking myself. I like myself in everything I do. I like myself in everything I see. I don't create it, but I reveal it out of the allness. In the allness is a storm and a gentle breeze, is a sun and a terribly tropical storm, you might say, a sun, which is burning down on me and making me feel uncomfortable. I don't have to have that. I can create the sun to be a very pleasant experience. I think of the Arabs in they're living in the desert and they're living in this tremendous heat. And you think, now, surely the Arabs would perhaps run around naked because that was the thing to do. And what do? They wear one robe after another. They have sometimes have three or four robes on, and they are cool as can be inside there. They've created their own atmosphere, their own mini-climate, just for them. Right in the middle of the desert, right in the middle of its grandest heating element going on, they like themselves. And so they create themselves an environment of harmony and peace and joy for themselves because that's what they want. Now, where did that environment come from? It came from themselves. It didn't come from the outer. It didn't come from the world around them because surely that was very hot, 115, 130 degrees, very hot. But they had it from within, underneath their robes. And often their robes are dark. And you think that they would absorb the heat, but they don't. They don't. You think they'd have a white robe that would reflect the heat, but they have this dark robe, and it does, they don't think a thing about it, because that's who they are within. We look at the polar bear with his white coat, and we think it reflects the heat. It doesn't absorb the heat. Any little heat anywhere you think he'd want to absorb, the polar bear doesn't need that. He has his heat from within. He has his pleasant experience from within himself. He likes himself, and that's what he does. The penguin, how can he live down in Antarctica in that sub-zero weather, walking on the ground with his bare feet? Yes, penguin feet. And yet, he is not frostbitten. He is not burned. He is not in any way bothered by the extreme temperatures. I teach myself to be myself because I like myself. And since I like myself, I do everything in my world to experience being a person that I like. I have a smile on my face. I like me. I have happiness in my voice. I like me. I'm surrounded by beautiful beings. I like me. I am everywhere in my world doing that which turns me on and makes me feel so fantastic and so wonderful that I just say again and again and again, I like me. Again and again and again, I say, I like me. I repeat this as a mantra. I repeat this because it's the truth. It's the awareness of truth. And my mantras that I speak, my statements of affirmation that I speak are truth. The truth about me, I choose to reveal that truth, and so I have to make myself ready for it with my affirmation, with my mantra. I make myself ready for that truth which is within me and which is all that I know. And then, as I am ready for it, then I experience it. And as I experience it, then I say, how wonderful it is. Yes, how wonderful it is. This is my reality. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is why I am. This is all that I am. And I love it. 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 Because that is the choice that I've made for myself. To live in this attitude of oneness, of happiness, of joy, liking myself every moment of my life. Liking myself by every thought I think. Liking myself by realizing that in the arid desert, in the heat of the desert, I can be cool as a cucumber. I can be very pleasant. My body can be temperate and wonderful. And in the Arctic weather, I can be warm. And wherever I am whatever I think about myself being, whatever I like myself into being. And I like myself being me. I like myself because I'm ready and I am enjoying my life to its fullest, to its highest, and to its best. I am the creator of my life. not the creator, as I say again and again, but the revealer, because it already exists. My life already exists. I already exist. I've always lived, and I always will live. And I might as well live in a happy body, in a happy mind, in a happy soul, where I say, I like myself. I like myself because I think this world I created, I revealed for myself, is so wonderful. Nothing could be better than that. I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to enjoy all that my life gives me, that I have brought forth out of the allness for my life to be in me now. And this is the way it works. I'm ready. And it's done.